Spice. Written by I'm 95 Not Dead. Read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Bruce Banner and Wanda Maximoff. Summary. Try though he might, Bruce struggled to be around Wanda. Following the events of Ultron and all the destruction he wrought, there was one new member of their team that Bruce wasn't sure he would ever get along with. He knew and kept trying to rationalize the fact that she had thought at the time that she was fighting on the right side of things. She thought Ultron had the best interests of humanity in mind. He told himself that so many times that the words began to lose all meaning. Try though he might, he struggled to be around Wanda. Bruce knew from the conversations they'd all had over the next few weeks after that she had shown each of them their worst fears. Natasha in the Red Room, Tony and the death of everyone he cared about, and Steve ending up alone again. Of course, Thor's had been a bit different, but Bruce's had followed the same pattern as the others. She had shown Bruce his father, but they were things he'd repressed, things that never ever saw the light of day, and suddenly they were all thrown right at him, and he couldn't breathe or think or move, so Hulk had taken over. Hulk's rampages were always the worst when he took over whilst Bruce was terrified. Taking over while he was angry was so commonplace that it barely registered, but fear translated differently. Being brought into the world and having terror be the first thing you feel with no explanation would be hard for anyone, but for someone with limited mental and emotional processing abilities like Hulk, it was hell on earth. Hulk felt targeted, but didn't know where it was coming from. So everything, then, became bad. All people, buildings, aircraft, and automobiles. Anything Hulk could strike down, he would, and Bruce still had nightmares about that day in Johannesburg. So, for the most part, he avoided her. He knew she was a good person and that joining the Avengers and working so hard as one of the only two newbies showed how much she wanted to do the right thing. He knew that she was his teammate and housemate, but he had such a hard time being near her. They also couldn't be on missions together yet because of Hulk's reaction. He knew she had picked up on it as well. When he'd enter a room, she'd look down until he left or else lower her volume to continue her conversation as if not to bother him. He could tell that she still felt bad. That wasn't what he wanted for her. Sometimes he forgot she was only 21. Avengers life was new for her, but it also wasn't like she had that many years of regular life under her belt. She could probably use all the friends she could get, especially since she'd lost her brother, Pietro. It was something Bruce actively worked on. He didn't want to be the one Avenger making her time there difficult. He didn't want her feeling uncomfortable in her own house. He wanted to, as far as it depended upon him, make the entire experience as enjoyable as possible. He just didn't know how to get past how he felt. He needed an outlet, some way for them to talk or get to know each other that wasn't just sitting down and talking. He wanted a partial distraction, if he could be doing something with his hands while they talked, giving himself something to focus on other than her face or the variety of things he knew he would be feeling, then maybe it could work. It wasn't what he had expected the distraction to be, but it worked well all the same. Most times, they would each make their own separate meals, all of them having quite varied meal plans and requirements. Occasionally, they would order out, but happily thank Tony for always footing the bill. But even more rarely, one of them would cook. Clint, Tony, Thor, and Steve were banned from cooking food for other people, but were welcome to continue producing whatever they made and eat it themselves. Natasha, Sam, Bruce, and Wanda were all surprisingly good cooks, as the others had worded it. Vision didn't eat, so they had yet to find out which category he would be in if he did try to cook. When Bruce had woken up early in the morning, he had been craving lobio, a Georgian soup he had learned to make whilst hiding out in Sagnaktia for a while and working at a clinic. A mother of one of the children he treated had brought him soup as a thank you since he worked for free, and it had been lobio. He'd fallen in love with it from the first spoonful and devoted a full month to perfecting it with her help. Now, he slowly drained the cooked dried red beans, saving some of the liquid for the base. He had gone out earlier and bought everything he needed before coming down to the communal floor to start cooking. That was always the sign that whatever was being made was available for everyone. He was grinding the walnuts when Wanda came in. Her nose lifted immediately, and when she noticed Bruce, she took a half step back before continuing forward, seemingly determined. Are you making keshti? She asked. Bruce blinked, thinking about all the meals he knew in other languages, and then shaking his head. No, lobio. It's Georgian. What's keshti? It's the type of Slovakian stew, she said, as she inched closer to inspect his ingredients. It's made with beans, except I usually use the brown ones. I forgot the English name. Pinto beans, Bruce supplied. He focused on measuring out the ingredients and adding them to his bowl, and it helped to bite back that distinct feeling of unease he always experienced in her presence. Yes, she said, pointing at him. But you said this is called lobio. Where is it from? Georgia. I learned it while living there for a while. Ah, I suppose a few of the recipes in that part of the world overlap a little sometimes, she said, leaning forward on the counter and inspecting the rest of what Bruce was adding. She seemed either incredibly at ease or else was doing a fine job of pretending that she and Bruce didn't usually avoid each other. He wondered if cooking relaxed her as well. Maybe this could be his opportunity to talk to her. If you want, only if you want, that is, you can help me make the machadi. It's like cornbread. The recipe is there on the counter by the sink. Oh, Wanda said, sounding surprised. Are you sure? Bruce nodded, but didn't look up, and then finally he did, offering the best he could manage of a tight-lipped smile and another nod. I'd love to. She cleaned her hands and rolled up her sleeves, finding an apron as she then began moving around the kitchen space, gathering the ingredients on the list. They worked in silence for a while, only the sounds of the lo-fi playlist Bruce had put on to fill the quiet. Finally, after about 10 minutes, Bruce spoke. I'm sorry. Me too. The relief that flooded Bruce's body when he realized he wouldn't have to explain what he meant made him sway a little on his feet. He focused on his task as he continued to talk, grateful that she was working away behind him, and eye contact would have been a hassle anyway. It's just, hard to let go. Hulk also has such strong feelings, and they bleed over into mine, and it's not an easy thing to ignore. I understand. Everyone was wary of me because of that, and I take responsibility for it. Though I know the outcome of yours was particularly bad. Bruce heard her stop mixing, and he almost turned to look at her, but decided against it. He liked this setup of the two of them back to back as they worked away and chatted. It was going really well so far. Be that as it may, it's not that I want to feel this way. I'd like us to be able to work together. And to be friends, she added, her voice sounding small and young, but oh so sincere. They went back to silence, but it was much more comfortable than it had been a few moments ago. Not much had been said, so Bruce was surprised at the noticeable shift in atmosphere, but maybe not much needed to be said. Maybe this was a case of simplicity being the best way forward. Bruce added oil to a pan and then onions to sauté them, slowly adding in the walnut mixture and pomegranate juice. He followed the rest of the instructions he knew now by heart as he finished preparing the beans. Bruce glanced over at the machadi she was preparing to see most of them had been cooked already. Smells good, he complimented, hovering just briefly beside her. She looked up at him for the first time in a while and smiled. Thanks, yours too, she said, jerking her chin towards the simmering pan. Bruce thought he would reel back from the eye contact or have any one of his various reactions to her, but, though the feelings were definitely there, it was manageable. He could ignore it. I know you're a good cook, but do you enjoy cooking? Bruce asked, stirring the onions. I love it. My mother taught me. Sometimes I would even cook dinner for all of us after school. Her voice sounded warm, fond. Bruce smiled softly. You? Me too. Cooking with my mom was always a relaxing time of the day when I was younger. It was among the only positive memories Bruce had from his childhood, but he was just happy to have any. especially ones with his mother. And I was thinking, Bruce continued, that perhaps we could cook together again. Wanda brought him over a machadi at the same time as Bruce filled Wanda's bowl with stew. They exchanged items, Wanda's smile still small, but there, and Bruce's ever so slightly warmer. Yes, the feeling was still there, that aversion to her. It caught in his throat and made his stomach churn uncomfortably, but he would work through it. It wasn't as if Bruce hadn't had to overcome feelings of distrust and fear towards nearly all the people he now considered to be his closest friends. He could do it again, and he thought that this might just be the perfect environment to do so. Partial distraction by something they both enjoyed and could share with the others. Wanda tasted the soup and her face lit up. "It's good," she said, eating another spoonful. Bruce laughed. "Were you expecting slop?" Her face turned an endearing shade of red when she realized what she'd said and how. "That is definitely not what I meant," she told him. "I knew you were a good cook. I just didn't expect this to taste so much like home." They were both leaning back against opposite counters, facing each other as they ate, bowls in hand, and their plates of machadi on the counter beside them. Bruce took one and dipped it in the stew, eating happily and thinking about what she'd just said. "I mean, it's Georgian, not Sokovian, but it still tastes so much like the keshti my mother would make," she told him, staring down at the stew sadly now as she moved the spoon through it. "Well, maybe it can be the taste of your new home. You know, something I could cook from time to time. A nice balance of your old home and your new one here. And I'd love it if you'd teach me some Sokovian recipes." Wanda's smile widened even more. "That I can do," she told him. "Next time we make paprikash." "Can't wait," Bruce said with a nod, eating another spoonful. "Great job on the machadi, by the way." "Oh, it's very similar to something we have in Sokovia," Wanda explained, beginning to tell Bruce all about it after he gestured for her to go on, listening attentively as she talked about their traditional dishes and how they were made. A few minutes later, the elevator dinged, and out came Sam, Clint, and Natasha. "Hungry," Clint complained loudly, lifting his nose in the air and inhaling deeply. "Hells yes." Natasha sniffed too, and then looked over at Bruce. "Gulyas, lobio, Georgian, and machadi that Wanda made," Bruce explained, as Nat came over to quickly inspect the pot and was already ladling out a hearty portion for herself before Bruce had finished his sentence. "Wait, you two made this together?" Sam asked, nibbling on one of the machadi as he grabbed bowls for himself and Clint, who had just been swatted at by Natasha for trying to eat from her bowl. Bruce looked at Wanda, and then back at the other three. "We did. We seemed to work well together in the kitchen." "Huh," Clint said, and Natasha stuffed a piece of machadi into his mouth before he could state the obvious and make everyone uncomfortable. "It's delicious, you two. You guys should team up for dinner more often," Sam said. "And make Russian food next time," Nat added around a mouthful of stew stuffed into one cheek as she spoke. "Next time, Wanda's teaching me how to make paprikash, but after that, Russian food," Bruce said, looking again at Wanda, who nodded. Bruce startled slightly when Clint slung an arm around his shoulders, his bowl completely empty. "Food, it brings everyone together, huh? Adds spice to our lives and, yes, you can have seconds." Clint let go of Bruce and headed for the pot immediately, making Wanda laugh. Sweet. The end.